Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
This week's guest on Celebrity Corner, I mean, the resume is stacked. Stomp the yard, jump in the broom. He was in Avatar, which obviously is an historic movie.
Wow.
The Fast and the Furious series. I mean.
Which one? Number 19?
A lot of them. All right. But we're excited to have him on. And he also, before he got into acting, Rob, he worked on Wall Street.
Wow.
So he knows acting. He knows finance. I don't know if he knows sports, though, because he's a longtime Redskins fan. I would just get another team. But let's welcome in Laz Alonso. What's up, brother?
What's
welcome
happening?
What's up? We all, what's going on?
We're doing
it's great.
Great
to have you on, man.
Look, before we start off, I got to address two things. One, to Rob.
Uh-oh.
I was in Fast and Furious 4, the movie that saved the franchise.
All right.
Uh-oh.
All right.
When Vin Diesel came back, and then to Chris, I obviously don't know sports because I'm a Redskins fan.
Yeah.
It's been miserable for the last 20 years of my life.
You grew up in D.C., I assume. That's the only reason
you're
a
raised,
Redskins fan. Okay.
I grew up when the Redskins were kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah.
Charles Mann. Dexter Manley, Joe Theismann, yep. John Riggins, like the glory years, you know?
It's been a long time. It's unbelievable when you see how bad it is and the empty seats and there used to be a waiting list and the hogs and all that other stuff. I mean, it was happening, and how hard is it to root for your team and see what's going on?
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, for the first time in my entire life this season, I took a different approach. I rooted against my team.
Wow.
You have no idea how hard it was to root against my team. But I knew that the only way Dan Snyder was going to make any significant changes is if the fan base was so loud and fire Bruce Allen, that hashtag.
Right.
If you look at my Twitter feed, it's all fire Bruce Allen every single week of this season. And I made a lot of enemies from our own fan base who were mad at me, calling me a fair-weather fan, telling me I'm not a real fan.
Right.
But I felt like it was my responsibility to speak up for the players because we've had amazing players play for that squad in the last 10 years that would have been Super Bowl. They would have rings, Santana Moss. You know what I'm saying?
They had
so
some
many
talent,
players
yeah.
that were true talent, but they wasted their best years of their life playing for a team whose management did not share the same winning attitude that the players on the field.
Well,
I hated Bruce Allen.
You got it done.
You got your wish.
Now, let me ask you, how do you feel? I'm going to ask you about two people. Ron Rivera, obviously the new head coach, and Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback of the future. How do you like both of them or dislike
them? So I'd like to start off with Dwayne Haskins. That's another point of contention that I argue with Redskins fans about, who try to criticize the young man who got thrown in the middle of the season, never took a rep with the first team, got thrown in the middle of a game, was never developed by Jay Gruden. This kid was basically put to the side, and I saw what he did to RG3. If you don't fit in his system exactly the way a square peg would fit in a square system that can't score in the red zone, by the way, because Alex Smith couldn't score in the red zone in Jay Gruden's offense. Neither could Kirk Cousins. Look at how he balled out this season. So quarterbacks go to die under Jay Gruden's offensive schemes, okay? And to put this kid, he didn't design a playbook to ease him into the league, take his strengths, and let's amplify his strengths. So I already knew I didn't want him to play. Everybody was like, let's put the kid in. Let's put Haskins in. I didn't want him to play because, A, I knew Gruden was on his way out, and B, I didn't want him to ruin his confidence by throwing him in an offense that's not designed to bring out the best in a player.
And it's got to be rough because Washington has become, D.C. has become the championship city in sports America, right? The Nationals won the World Series. The Capitals won their first Stanley Cup, right?
But
and the
Wizards,
WNBA.
The
you got the Wizards
team.
and the Redskins are the only problem. But it's been good times in D.C., hasn't it, sports-wise?
Dan Snyder needed to have egg on his face. And it took a 3-13 season. And see, all the other teams in D.C. now become the face of D.C. for him to realize that he had to make a bigger change than what he's been doing. Up until now, the fans didn't matter. And this season, finally, the fans matter.
Now, you live out here in L.A. now.
And I live in L.A.
You're a big basketball fan. The big question in town is Lakers or Clippers, who you riding with? Who's the better team?
I thought it was Marianne or Ginger. No, is that not the big question? Oh, I'm sorry.
Rob's a wannabe comedian.
I'm leaving Marianne and Ginger alone. That's, you can have them, Rob. That's on you, Joe. I'm saying my name is Bennett. I'm not in it.
I got you.
But you know what, man? I really, really love Kawhi. I love PG. I love the energy that they brought to this city. I love that they came in, Doc Rivers. You know, everybody's an underdog, but they're humble. There's no sense of entitlement in that team. It's just hard work. They're workhorses.
Right.
Now, I love LeBron and AD, too. Don't get it twisted. I'm not from this city, so I don't have an emotional connection to either team. I just love L.A. basketball. You know, I love what it stands for in the league. I love what Magic Johnson stood for. You know, Kareem, Shaq, you know, these are all Lakers. But for the first time, I think ever, we get to witness a possible changing of the guard as to who claims L.A. basketball.
That's fair.
Yeah, that is. How about the big topic in the NBA, too, this year is the load management? You know this. You make movies. People got to go pay to see it. You know, there's paying customers. And in the NBA, you know, some guys think, well, I need to take some time off and not play back-to-back. As a fan and a guy who's paid money to go to games, where are you on that load management? Do you understand it, or does it bother you? Because I have a problem with it.
If you would have asked me this question 10 years ago, I'd have had a problem with it. But once you hit 40, you understand load management.
They ain't 40,
they ain't 40 years old. Wait,
Kawhi's like 27,
And Kawhi's taking load management the first week of the season.
But here's the thing, all right? So in my business, right, you'll turn on, like, one of my shows, and you'll see me do some crazy stuff. Some of that stuff I may have done, but some of that stuff, there's a stuntman that does it to make me look good. The only reason they use stuntmen is because you got to load manage your star. You can't afford him getting hurt doing a stunt. Now you got to shut the production down for 2-3 months till he can get back on his feet.
That's really low management,
if you think about it.
That's not a bad – I think that's apples and oranges. I get where you're going, though, but we'll have to agree to disagree on that one. Let me ask you this. A two-part question. One, were you an athlete growing up? What sports did you play? And two, if you could play any athlete, like in a movie, do you desire to do like a sports movie? And what athlete would you want to portray?
So I grew up in boxing and taekwondo.
Oh, wow.
When I was the only child. So my mom, she put me in sports that I could defend myself because, you know, she said, you don't got an older brother to call when things get rough. And D.C. at the time was the murder capital of the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Right. She was like, so I'm not raising a boy that's going to be getting chased home from school every day. You got to be able to defend your coat that I spent money buying, and those boots that you're wearing.
And those boots and sneakers,
sold.
You know that.
And if she bought you some Jordans.
Hey, I saw many guys in New York growing up go home in socks. You know,
Let me tell you something, man. I got my big wheel taken one time, and she stopped me at the door, turned me around, and told me, go get your big wheel.
Right.
Wow. Because he didn't steal it from you. He stole it from me. I paid for it.
Mm. Did you go get
it? That changed my entire way of looking at it. I was like, this guy stole my mother's big wheel.
Right.
And he paid for it.
All right.
But anyway, so I grew up in combat sports, man, and I still do them to this day. I still box. I still practice martial arts. I've added some jiu-jitsu into the mix. That's my thing. But as far as I can see, you wanted to do an Ali then, I would think. You know, I almost did. At the time, there was a production company out here. They wanted me to play The baseball player from Puerto Rico. What's the brother's name?
Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente.
Right. Oh, yeah. One of the all-time
greats.
My
name had been thrown around in the mix for years to do that film, and for one reason or another, it never came to pass. But that was something that I was passionate about because he was such a powerful humanitarian.
Right.
He was bigger than just sports.
Wasn't that New Year's Eve? He was going to take stuff to help people. And the plane crashed.
He was taking stuff, supplies to help people that I think there was some kind of natural disaster and the plane went down.
Yeah.
Tragic, tragic story.
Well, Laz Alonzo, excellent job, brother. We had a lot of fun talking with you. And you in L.A., we invite guys to come in, spend an hour with us in
studio.
Let me know when.
We'll do that. Rob G's got your info.
Oh,
we'll
be I forgot to tell you, Ron Rivera, I'm very excited about him.
Okay.
He's going to change the culture in D.C. sports. I am predicting that this year in the NFC, the entire NFC East is going to make up for what we've been doing for the last few seasons because we've been disgusting.
So y'all making the playoffs?
I'm not going to go there because this is first
all
year.
All right. I just want to make
sure.
I'm
not going to go there. We need an O-line. You know, we're changing to a 4-3 defense after being a 3-4 for over 10 years. So there's going to be some growing pains. But I do see us being more competitive than we've been in a very long time.
All right. This is the great actor, Laz Alonzo. He's currently starring in The Boys on Amazon Prime and
number
LA's
one show on Amazon.
There it is, The Boys. You got to check it out, Amazon Prime, and LA's Finest on Spectrum. So you got a lot of stuff in the works, brother, and we'll be watching. And, again, we will get you in the studio and have you in with the Odd Couple, man. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate being here.
Yes. All right, brother. Peace.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Jimmy Haslam, how many years of ownership, Rob G? Check that out. 12 years, I think, of ownership with Jimmy Haslam. Rob G's not listening. Look at him.
Rob G, what are you listening
check
to?
Check on Jimmy Haslam's ownership.
Turn off that Wu-Kang podcast.
We just selected a new walk-up song for Greg Jennings. All That's right. a tease for
it's
you.
It's pretty good.
You're going to like it.
Better than Diana Ross and Muscles.
Diana Ross
it's
better. Song is anything but Muscles.
Wow.
That sounds like it doesn't. It's not a masculine song. Can I say? I don't know if you can say that in 2020. But that's why it's so perfect. But you got a better one. All right. But Rob G, Haslam's owned the Browns for what, 10 years? 12 years? So he's gone through six different coaches, and he's gone through several front general managers. He's 7 years. He's been the owner.
Yeah, 7 years, and he fired five coaches, five GMs, correct?
He's been the owner for 7 years. Yes, and he's fired five coaches and five general managers. I mean, come on. I don't care if every coach and general manager you hire is terrible. You got to stick with somebody at some point. You can't just expect dudes to turn it around in 1 year or 2 years. The only coach he gave more than 2 years was Hugh Jackson, and he got 2.5. So their ownership, that's a big problem. And then the other team, of course, Rob, the Dallas Cowboys. Now, they haven't been as bad as the Browns, but it's all about context, too.
Well,
you're the Dallas Cowboys. I'm sorry. I don't expect you. You've won, what, five Super Bowls? Second most all time.
And they had a dynasty when they won 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Back when Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson first took over. And since then, since they won that third Super Bowl in, 96, they've now, in the last 25 years, Chris, have won 4 playoff games, have never been back to the NFC Championship game. Forget about getting in there and having a chance to win and losing. They haven't even been to the NFC Championship game in 25 years.
They've been horrible. And again, context. I don't judge the Dallas Cowboys by the same standard I judge the Cleveland Browns by. I'm sorry. You're the Dallas Cowboys. It's like the Lakers. I don't judge the Lakers. 6 years out of the playoffs would be nothing for some franchises.
Right, but that's
but
a lot.
But you're the Lakers.
Exactly.
All right, so both of those franchises have been horrible. And Jerry Jones, look. I don't know. I mean, now I don't think Jason Garrett's going to remain head coach.
No, I still don't believe
that. They're today, their third meeting, I mean, now the reports and the speculation is that he's going to have another job in the franchise. And I talked about that. I think they're going to come out and announce he's being reassigned.
Right, or promoted to the front office. I'm telling you, Chris, because he has such a Jerry has such an affinity for Jason Garrett. Doesn't want to embarrass him. Their families are intertwined. Yeah. His brother works for the organization. Yeah. There's all that. What do we keep saying? We use the term all the time, Chris. Jerry runs it like a mom and pop store.
This is the greatest example of that. The greatest.
And he doesn't want to.
But this is the greatest.
But he doesn't want to let. Oh my! I can't do this to Jason. He's in the family.
Jason's
he's been around.
A big boy.
He's right. He's a grown man.
Yes, I get it.
And when you get hired as a pro football coach, you know what happens? You get fired sometime. Yep. Most people get fired.
Bill Belichick got fired.
Exactly. Everybody gets fired at some point.
I mean, come on. So, and here my thing, Rob. I don't know if you can have Jason Garrett in football operations. I just think it's going to create more of the madness that you've had these last 10 years with Jerry being a guy you can go to. Now, it seems like a lot of players like Jason Garrett.
They do.
So
they say he's a nice guy.
Right. Whoever the new head coach, now not only might go to Jerry, but I also might go to Jason. You know, man, we used to do it. It was better the way you did it. You know, your offense was better than this. We need to get back to that. I mean, that's you're going to have all types of stuff
no,
like
you
that.
No, you could have a situation. That's why normally you need to break.
Yeah, you got to break ties.
Free and cut ties.
Unless he's going to be a marketer or advertiser
you know
writing
that
for the website.
And you know that. Oh, he's going to write a column. Jason Garrett's column is going to be on DallasCowboys.com. I can't wait to read his first column.
But, you know, like, you got to get him away. You couldn't even do a column because he'd be criticizing the team.
Right,
but you
got to
get him away from football where he's not there all the time. The connection's too close.
So
I'm
what
sorry.
Was it? Ed Werder kind of had a little report about that, right?
Well, that he might. That he might speculation be, yeah. That he, and I get it because it makes
only, it
sense.
It makes sense. If you look at.
I just don't think it's a smart move.
No, I agree. But here's what I'm going to do about the Haslams, Chris. I hear what they've done in 7 years, right?
You got to admit, that's horrible.
It's a lot, right?
A lot. That's horrible.
But they also went through a winless season. They had one win, so they had some bad stuff go on. But I'll tell you, what he did with John Dorsey, I totally 100% agreed, and I give him credit not to stay the course. When that guy threw a monkey wrench in what you had put together – and hired an inexperienced Freddie Kitchens should have never got that job. You said it. I know it. You know it. Everybody knows it, Chris. John Dorsey tried to force Freddie Kitchens on all these veteran coaches who wouldn't even come for the interview, right?
Okay.
Are you right or wrong? Give me that.
Right. I agree with you that
all right.
He made a mistake
that was
in hiring Freddie Kitchens.
Yes, that was a big mistake.
Did it have to be fatal?
Yes, fatal.
I mean, this is a guy that has a winning pedigree.
I get
it. And this is a guy that, look, there was a reason that people thought the Browns would be nice this year. There was a reason I picked them to make the playoffs this year.
Well, you made a mistake.
Because they had a lot of talent. And who put that talent together?
That's only on paper,
John
though.
John Dorsey.
But it's on paper,
but
Chris.
But I'm saying in Kansas City, they were 2-14 before he got there. He turned them around. Now they're one of the top franchises.
So why did he get fired
in
Kansas
NFL?
City?
I'm just saying.
I'm asking you.
All I'm saying is the dude has a track record of winning. And that's more than I can say for most of the people in that organization.
Okay, and I'm going to say
one
that.
One mistake, I just don't know.
It ain't,
I'm not going to say defend him to high heaven. But I'm just saying here's what they're going to do, Rob. They're going to hire the head coach and let him have a say in picking the GM. That's backwards.
No,
and I get it. You can bring in certain guys that have that type of cachet. Mike McCarthy. I think you got to hire Mike McCarthy because I need an adult in that organization.
And that,
I need an older man who's got some respect.
And Mike McCarthy would have it because he's already won a championship. And see, this is, I think, what the Haslams are looking at, Chris, is that he's so messed up the whole situation in not realizing – With the personalities he was putting together, that you couldn't have a coach that the guys didn't respect. Do you know what I mean? Like, How did John Dorsey really think this was going to work? And he also, a lot of people looked at it and said, he wound up giving Baker Mayfield too much credit and allowing him to pick the coach because he had a relationship with Freddie Kitchens. Why are you doing that with Baker Mayfield, a second-year guy, and you know what happened to him this year? He took two steps backwards.
I agree.
Right? That's where John Dorsey made a mistake. It's a fatal mistake. This team was not supposed to go backwards to 6-10, Chris. They were 7-8-1 last year. They added OBJ. They added all these other pieces, right? And they went backwards. They were worse than they were. That's why I think John Dorsey had to pay for it with his gig.
Well, look, if you bring in the right head coach and you get the right structure in front office in place, I'll give you that. But I just think they're going about this thing backwards now. Now you're going to hire it. It better be Mike McCarthy. Because what if you hire a young guy, even an Urban Meyer, and there was a report that they're interested in Urban Meyer by our own Bruce Feldman, and then Jimmy Haslam came out and said right now they're focused on guys in the NFL. So he kind of shot it down, at least for the time being. And I really like Urban Meyer. I think if the Cowboys hired him, that would be a good hire. But
I don't see them working together with Jerry Jones.
My only question, and I agree that Jerry would have to give him the reins, which I don't think he would do.
And that's the problem, right?
But I'm kind of assuming if they do hire him, then Urban will have told them and made sure, look, I'm going to be able to run things. But getting back to the Browns.
You know what I would have told Jerry? Jerry, you've been doing it for 25 years, man. I'm a football guy.
Right.
I'm going to do right by you. You want to win another championship? Let me do this.
I agree. But as far as the Browns, here's my only question about Urban Meyer. And obviously he's from Ohio and, you know, Ohio State, Bowling Green, great success at these places. But he hasn't coached in the NFL. It's another guy that is unproven. That's what they've been doing.
And it doesn't always translate because Nick Saban failed in the NFL. A lot of guys have.
Right. So
Steve Spurrier failed.
Yep. That's my only question. If I'm the Browns, and you never know for sure, but I want a guy that's proven. If they hire Mike McCarthy and it doesn't work, it's hard to kill him for that.
That's the right hire, right. It just didn't work out, but I agree with that. That would be one where you would look and go, pedigree, walks into the locker room, he automatically has respect.
Yep.
He has here's my championship ring.
Yep. I coach with Aaron Rodgers. Don't tell me nothing.
Don't tell me. I work with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
We went on the road and won a Super Bowl. We beat Pittsburgh. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And they'd have to
sit down, Odell, and listen.
Exactly.
Really?
I'm going to try. You want to get a Super Bowl?
Right.
You trying to get there? Let me lead you.
Yep.
I'm trying to tell you, I've been there.
I've been to
the mountaintop.
I've worked with Aaron Rodgers. Baker, listen.
Right.
Shut up and listen.
You sound like a dad there.
I'm just saying, like, that's what they need.
You can see Chris being in there with his kid.
I like authority. I was raised with authority.
And a backhand.
And I think that's good. Yeah, a backhand, a front hand, a belt, all that. But that's what I think they need in Cleveland. Let me ask you this, Rob, and we'll throw it out to our callers. Jerry Jones, we talked about two franchises where the ownership is kind of screwing things up. Who you got more faith in, Jerry Jones or Haslam?
Haslam.
Mm.
I'm serious. Jerry has a 25-year track record
that he
will not give up the reins. He continues to run it like it's his own personal plaything. And I just don't see him like this late in the game, Chris. He's already in the Hall of Fame, right? He still wants to do it his way. He will not give up the reins.
He's got his Super Bowl. I know he wants another one.
But he's got three.
But he wants it his way.
He
doesn't want one the way he got the three.
Yes.
Right? Because he got three
He's got three.
He wants his own. I think Jerry Jones is a better owner than Jimmy Haslam. But I agree with you. In this immediate context, because he's not as hands-on as Jones, because he doesn't have his own radio spot every week, because he's not holding court for 30 minutes after every game.
Right, even before the coach talks.
Right. Because of those things, I'm going with Jimmy Haslam.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, you know I love you, but you have a take that I just think is ridiculous. I think it's self-serving. I think it's to support your narrative that you've been pushing all year long with the Green Bay Packers. And for this is the take. For you to sit here and say that of all the quarterbacks in the playoffs, Aaron Rodgers has the least amount of pressure on him? That is ludicrous. I can't believe you would even fix your mouth to say that. It's hard to believe you believe that.
It makes perfect sense when you look at this team and what they've done this year, how balanced this team is. They were 3-0 when he didn't throw a touchdown this year, which was impossible in years gone by.
They were
8-1 against good teams. They won other ways. This is not just about Aaron Rodgers finally. It's about Aaron Jones. It's about the Smiths on defense.
Didn't even make the Pro Bowl.
That's fine. He had 19 touchdowns, and he can score in the red zone.
He's a good running back. Let's not make him out to be Ezekiel Elliott.
It ain't about –
all I'm saying is they won
all year, and they were 13-3 with Aaron Rodgers having a good
mediocre season.
Good
say
season.
It.
No.
Say it.
Good
say
season.
It. You almost said it. Good, you know what he had.
I said a good season. He was a Pro Bowler.
Season, a decent season.
He had a good season. Decent. And all I'm saying is that there are other guys who have way more pressure. But Aaron Rodgers, I believe he doesn't have any pressure.
Okay.
This is about going out and playing. Everybody's written him off. Bucky Brooks has told you he's broken down and no good. Aaron Rodgers had 3 games this year. So nobody's going to be expecting anything from Aaron Rodgers this year. We'll just wait and see for the playoffs. He has no pressure. He can go out there. He ain't got to score 40 points. He don't have to throw 5 touchdowns. They've been winning all year without that. For the first time, he could just go out and play football without knowing that without you, there's no way they can win. And that's what he always went into every year and every postseason.
Okay, if you're saying that they have a fairly balanced team, and now he's got other, you know, the defense can win
a
game.
It's not only on him, right?
Okay, that's one thing.
Oh, so now you agree.
No, I don't agree. But if you're saying that should they lose – first or
that's
second round.
That's not what I'm saying. Oh,
okay,
no.
That nobody, there's not going to be any problem.
No.
Oh, the Packers, they were 13-3. They lost in the first round. That's not what I said.
In
their first playoff game. It's okay.
I didn't say that.
I mean,
that.
When you say no, because the pressure comes from the media, the fans, the perception.
No, but
and
my,
that's what I'm saying. I agree with you that they got a balanced squad.
This is
he
different
doesn't have
for
to
him,
carry
right?
Him for every game. He's going to have to be Aaron Rodgers
I'm not saying,
at some point.
I'm not saying that he can go and not have a touchdown and they win a playoff game. All I'm saying is this is not the Aaron Rodgers team that has given up 40 or more points 4 or 5 times in a postseason, and Aaron has to throw some Hail Mary touchdown in order to tie the game or win the game at the end because the defense gave it up. This is a different, well-balanced team, and I'm telling you, he doesn't go in with that burden of knowing, if I don't have a record-setting day, we're not winning a playoff
game. Neither does Tom Brady. You've said that all year, right? He won a Super Bowl last year without throwing a touchdown.
No, Tom Brady doesn't
have to be spectacular either.
Oh, he has to be better than he has been because he don't have that.
And so does Aaron Rodgers if they're going to win a Super Bowl.
He's
going to have to give us one of those vintage Aaron Rodgers, at least one.
We saw the last time we saw Tom Brady.
Does Jimmy Garoppolo have to do it all for the 49ers? No. The argument is this, Rob Parker. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't get to the Super Bowl, nobody's going to rip him.
Yes, they will.
He's in his second year as a starter.
That's all right.
Nobody
Dan Marino went,
year Dan, as a starter.
Dan Marino yeah. went and to Dan, the Super Bowl.
And Dan Marino is praised. Dan Marino was one of the 10 quarterbacks of all time because of that second year.
Well, here's the difference.
He didn't win anything.
Didn't we bet that you said he was going to have 40 or more touchdowns? He finished with 28.
He got hurt. Stop
That's the
it.
Reason why?
Stop. Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason why. He got hurt.
Are you sure he would have got 40?
First of all, that's not why are you leaving the discussion Because you know I'm right.
No, because there's I want to no make pressure. A point against
there's,
you.
Hold on. There's no pressure on Patrick Mahomes.
You're wrong.
There's no pressure on Lamar
the
Jackson.
The AFC is
there's
wide
no
open.
There's no pressure on Deshaun
the
Watson.
The AFC with Tom
there's
Brady
no
broken down.
Is anybody going to kill Ryan Tannehill if they lose the first game? No.
Yes, against
those
a broken down Patriots
pressure.
Team.
Don't most people do not expect them to beat the Patriots?
Why not? I've
because
heard plenty
Patriots
of people.
Because the Patriots are the Patriots, and it's in Foxborough. And they haven't lost a home playoff game in years. All I'm saying is this notion that there's no pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody said
if
no pressure.
Were,
was that
did.
The question? Was that the question?
That's what I was told. Did you say he has the least amount of pressure?
Least. That doesn't mean that, no.
Okay.
Least.
There's more pressure. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't get to the Super Bowl, he will get criticized more than if Deshaun Watson
totally,
doesn't get to
no.
the Super Bowl.
And if
Deshaun Watson's going to get criticized?
And if Lamar Jackson fizzles and can't win, right? Say they fall behind and they can't run the football and they got to throw and he can't do it. Everybody and their uncle will point and say, see, I told you a running quarterback can't win in the playoffs or can't get to the Super Bowl. He has more pressure because they had an unbelievable season and people expect this to continue in the postseason. It doesn't matter.
It does
no,
matter.
No, it doesn't. No, it,
does it
doesn't.
Matter. Nobody expected LeBron James didn't make the playoffs his second year.
It's totally different in the NBA.
And no, it's not. I mean, Dak Prescott was getting praised for just winning a few games and getting Dallas to the playoffs, even though they didn't get to a Super Bowl.
I think Lamar Jackson.
Carson Wentz. Has he ever won it? He had never even won a playoff game.
It's the same thing. He doesn't have the same pressure because their team is beat up and battered. And if they were somehow, some way able to win a playoff game, he would be on another plateau. There's no pressure. Wentz doesn't have. Everybody knows he's depleted.
I wouldn't say no pressure.
I wouldn't put him
in the category, like I said, Mahomes, Watson.
He stayed healthy all year, Chris. They won their last four games to get in. People have already said Carson Wentz showed us something this year. Would you agree with that?
Yes, but
he showed us something.
The problem is the standard. He's following Nick Foles, who won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. You know how those fans are in Philadelphia.
That's old news.
They're not rational. You know that. They're not going to say, oh, Carson showed us something. He beat the Cowboys and the Giants at the end of the season and the Redskins and, you know, these weak sisters that they played against. I know he did it with beat up, you know, a beat up roster. And I'll give you that it's not the most pressure in the world on him. I'm just saying to sit here and act like if the Green Bay Packers lose their first or second playoff game, that
they
nobody's
going
to say anything
they
about Aaron Rodgers. People are already talking about Aaron Rodgers, wondering, where's the old Aaron Rodgers? Why did he only have three or four games of 300 or more yards? Why did he have so many games with zero or one touchdown?
Can
Rodgers carry him? If they lose in the playoffs, you don't think people are going to start saying that?
I'm talking about going into the playoffs.
That he's not the
he
same?
Doesn't have to feel like I got to put up 40 points and 5 touchdowns
okay,
to
fine.
Give my team a chance
I'll
to win.
I'll give you that, but would that's you? Not news.
Yes, it is. New. This is new for him. This is my point.
That's why he could never get it done because he had to do all
no,
that.
No, it was always about him. You know that.
I'll give you that.
He don't have to do that this year, and they can still win. They were 3-0 in games when they didn't win, when he didn't throw a touchdown. This is different for Aaron Rodgers.
San Francisco can do the same thing. Garoppolo wasn't carrying them all the time. I'm just saying there's a – okay, so you're not saying that he won't be criticized.
He will be criticized.
Okay, that's what pressure is. That's what pressure is.